At this very stage in your life, what would you say is your primary focus? What is of primary importance to you right now? For many people to answer that question, their vision, unfortunately, is limited. Some are not able to see beyond today because of physical needs, for example. Maybe they're homeless and don't have a safe place to sleep on these cold winter nights. Others might not even have food enough to feed their small child. Maybe some are unemployed and they can't find a job after months and months of searching. Their needs are immediate. There are others, on the other hand, who can't seem to see beyond the end of their noses. They're obsessed with wanting a bigger house or a fancier car. Or literally, they can't see beyond the end of their noses, so they want a facelift. Some think only in terms of physical comfort, their fame, fortune, eternal youth, or a life of ease. But many others realize that there must be more than what meets the eye. And the more than what meets the eye is what our readings are about today. We're back in ordinary time now. Advent and Christmas are past, and we enter into this time called ordinary. And how appropriate that is, since most of our lives are really pretty ordinary. But how do we as Christians keep a life of routine from becoming dull? If we're looking for meaning in life, we have to find it in the ordinary events of life, like in raising a family, or in going to work or school every day faithfully, and in realizing that we're never going to become rich or famous or powerful. Because it's in the ordinary events of everyday life where we will find God. That's not to say that miracles never happen, but God ordinarily acts in ordinary events. In the birth of a child, in the activities that gather us together as a family, in the earning of a paycheck, in the sickness of a spouse, in the death of a parent. The apostles in our gospel this morning were searching for a deeper meaning in their lives. They had heard about this Jesus who was traveling the countryside talking about God, and it stirred up their curiosity. So they decided to go and check him out. Rabbi, where are you staying? In other words, just what do you do? And Jesus had a simple answer for them. He said, come and see for yourselves. At that point, he didn't try to explain his teachings. He didn't try to dazzle them with a miracle. He didn't give them any tests to see if they were worthy to follow. And after seeing for themselves, they could make up their own minds. Like Samuel in our first reading, who said, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. The invitation of Jesus to the apostles was all that they needed. Some heard and weren't interested and walked away right away. Others came, stayed for a while, but eventually left. But a few came and stayed. And those who stayed went out and invited others to come along with them. And that's how the church began to grow. So what has brought you here? Maybe not just to church on this Sunday morning, but what has brought you here? a desire to get to know God, hopefully. But what got you here to this place in your life initially? Curiosity? A desire for something more out of life? An invitation from a friend or a neighbor? The insistence of your parents? The disciples became good at evangelization. They had found something good. In fact, they discovered the best. We have found the Messiah. And then they went and invited others to come along with them on the journey to see for themselves, just as they had. The great Saint Augustine once said, "You have made us for yourselves, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." There are people out there who are restless, who are looking for a deeper meaning in their lives, looking for more than what they have, looking for God. They may not say that in so many words, but they're out there, and you know who they are. Some of your neighbors, some of your coworkers, maybe even some members of your own families. Imagine what you could do for them by simply inviting them to join you at church, to issue the invitation that might just change their lives. You know what you have found. Help end their restlessness by being an inviting disciple, by living your lives so that others also feel excited to join you in the journey.